The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, a couple of interesting stories out of London. Adam's on the line. Firstly, the new European laws, Adam.
Yeah, the so-called repeal bill has been published by the government. So essentially, this is the process whereby 45 years of European legislation is transferred into British legislation, so then ultimately Parliament can decide to keep each bit or change it or ditch it on a case-by-case basis. Effectively, it's the equivalent of pressing a button, but it's rather an important button, and two fantastic quotes around it. The Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron put it, "This will be hell," simply the unravelling process. But also, a quote of the day, I think, came from a senior civil servant, Sir Amias Morse, talking about the government's Brexit plan. He said, "It's so vague, it might fall apart like a chocolate orange," which conjures up thoughts of Christmas past.
Interesting story on Theresa May, whom, I repeat, won 2.4 million votes more than David Cameron did and had the biggest primary vote since Margaret Thatcher's landslide. That was meant to be a failure, of course, but she cried over the result.
Yes, she did, because ultimately, of course, her party lost seats and lost an overall majority, and that was the crucial thing. But, yeah, a year since she became Prime Minister, she's given an interview when she admits she shed a little tear when she learned the result of the election and admitted that she and her husband, Philip, had been somewhat shocked by what had happened. She didn't admit to making a mistake in calling the election that some felt that she didn't need to call. She also didn't talk about the campaign terribly much. Most people seem to agree that it was probably the worst Conservative campaign in living memory. Yeah. But she wasn't in the admission process. She was just showing us a bit of humanity, and I suppose not too much harm in that.
I tell you what, you're not going to do much better than Theresa May, in my view. You have a wonderful weekend. Adam Gilchrist in London.